Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Salty bitch.
You can't be a salty bitch.
I'm going to be a salty bitch. I'm going to say that right now.
Good. Good. Are you going to say hi because all of our listeners know that you're a salty bitch?
Hello and welcome.
You're like, you dick, you hit the start button before I was
doing. Hello and welcome to Otakuology Unwinds, where we unwind and talk about our lives. This is your first time hearing one of these episodes. Good luck and Godspeed.
I think for this Halloween, I don't know if our Christmas one this year is going to be as good as our Halloween one this year.
I mean, it depends. See if I get internet and we'll be able to do a Christmas
this
one.
But I'm just saying, this is technically our Halloween-ish one right now.
So. I mean, we did do that horror. We did do Werewolf by Night, so that was a little spooky. You know?
Ooh, spooky. So, anyway, like Mike said, welcome everybody to an Otakuology Unwind episode.
Should we call it a wind-up episode?
We unwind. No, it's not a wind-up episode.
Okay,
that would be Christmas.
These episodes are very much therapeutic for I think the both of us, because we just shoot this the shit.
This is where we get up close and personal about life.
Yeah,
at least our lives. I don't know if we know anybody else's life.
At the moment, I don't know anybody else's life. I mean, I know one person, but, you know.
So, as a disclaimer, get ready, because we'll probably throw out some Jeffrey Dahmer jokes, too.
I saw one that was pretty funny the other day.
Yeah.
Where it was a meme, and he got inserted into, like, Five Guys Burgers.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, I don't taste Five Guys. And you sit like eating a burger.
That's fucking horrible.
I fucking love it. There was another one I saw where like he was it was a Jeffrey Dahmer like Barbie playset.
Oh my God.
It was fucking hysterical. It was on TikTok.
That's funny. The only ones I keep getting are the hey, you have a killer after you? And then the killer guy's like, I just want to take some pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or models or whatever. I just want to take some pictures. That whole thing of just sit on the bed. Let me take some pictures of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. That's what I keep getting. So I'm like, ugh. Oy.
Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, one topic. I wish we had
I need you to pause it for a minute. I gotta do something.
Okay. So guys, Mike is not here right now, but Mike got a divorce. Anyway. That's it. So stay tuned for more better things to come in the episode. Alright. This is just a sneaky thing that Jen's doing. Don't tell Mike. Okay. Nah, you could tell him. I don't care. All right, guys, and we are back with another episode of the Otakuology Podcast. Again.
Yeah, we are back.
We had to take a brief intermission, you know.
Dogs. I'm sorry, my mother called me, and I had to talk to her for a minute.
Dogs and things.
So what were we talking about?
So we were talking about life and the grand adventure of what it is.
Well, my life has been crazy.
So as everybody knows, when people thought that Jen Graves got a divorce, I was never married. But our own very Otaku Mike has gotten a divorce, so
I don't know if that's clapping worth. I don't know if it's okay to clap. I don't know if that. I don't know if it's okay to clap. Yeah, I got a divorce.
I don't know. I feel like it is.
I got a divorce. Yeah, a couple months ago, actually, about. I want to say by the time this comes out, it'll probably be like 3 months I've been divorced. Still living together at the moment. Right. I have a week left in my prison sentence. but it was something that she wanted.
To mark this momentous occasion, you should read the entire series of Prison School.
I think it's going to be my national holiday. You know, like, we don't have Columbus Day anymore.
Sure we do.
Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Otaku Mike got a divorce day, you know.
Mark it in your calendars.
I have to say, it was very unexpected, and I wasn't expecting it.
I just have to say, how weird would this be next year when somebody messages you, like one of our online friends or an Instagram friends, and goes, happy Otaku Mike's divorce day. I'm going to be like, this happened so long ago? What?
I mean, my marriage wasn't bad. Like, we kind of fought a little bit, but hardly fought, you know, but like there were many factors in me getting a divorce. I wasn't the one who initiated it. She was.
Was it me?
No, it was just a lot of things. You know, people fall out of love, grow apart, stuff like that, you know, and I think I was honestly in denial for some of it because, like, I tried to make it work. I really did. You know, when she told me, like, she's like, I don't want to be together. And I was like, well, can we at least try to work things out, you know? And on my end, like, I tried. I tried really hard, but I didn't get that.
Some would say me. That you were the only one trying to work things out.
Well, I was about to say that I didn't, like, get reciprocated anything. And, you know, it was hard to... I felt alone.
Except for his good buddy, Jim Graves.
Well, I mean, honestly, you were the only person I could confide in. I couldn't confide in anybody else, really.
I am a good confider.
You know, and, yeah, that was a thing, and I'm packed up, moving on with my life. I entered into the dating world, and some might say that's a little too fast, i.e. my ex-wife, but, I don't want to sit around and wallow in self-pity. And I just want to get out and live life and, you know, have a social life and stuff like that. Because honestly, like, I feel like my life kind of just consumed around going home, you know, spend time with the kids, which I like spending time with my child, you know, and go to work. Like, that's all I really ever did, you know, and except for, you know, podcasting every other weekend, you know. And whatnot, you know, and it's been almost a month, I think, since I've gone out into the dating world, and I've you know, met a couple people, and there's one that I have been seeing for quite some time now, and it's getting kind of serious, you know, which is a whole new world to dive into, which is pretty exciting to think about in those aspects. Because I've never... The only people that I've ever, like... This is Otaku Mike's dating history now, I guess. The only people I've dated are, quote, normies. I've never dated anybody who was, like, a nerd, geek, you know, into, like, the nerdy stuff. And... I've never dated anybody who was like into anime. So that's a whole new experience for me.
Have you ever dated a fake normie or a fake otaku person?
Yes, I have.
I have too.
I have.
Not the normie that tells you that they are. I mean, like actual, like they're like on such the edge of the spectrum that you're like, you're just doing this to like put on airs to make it more believable than the other person.
I dated somebody who said that they were like a really big fan of like comic books and stuff. And it turned out like they weren't. And I think they're just kind of trying to get into my good graces because people know that I really like comic books and stuff. But this is a long time ago. Not now, but, you know. But yeah, I started seeing somebody. And honestly, I've never been happier at this moment. Like, I am fucking happy with my life. Like, I know, like, getting a divorce can be a hard thing, but I've tried my best to make it one of the smoothest processes going on, you know, because we are technically still living together. I move out in a week, you know, and right. I've tried my best to like not ruffle feathers and stuff like that. And, you know, I think she was really surprised.
You know, you know, the weird imagery that I get with this is
what
is like, you're a caterpillar in a cocoon trying to break out.
Oh no, most definitely.
And you're not like, and you're like stuck. You're like, I can't get out yet. But
I guess you could say I'm kind of like the hungry caterpillar.
But come after that, whenever you do actually move, you'll be like, I'm free as a bird. Woo!
I mean, I kind of feel that way a little bit as well. But yeah, I've never like dated somebody who was into nerdy stuff, which is really cool. Like, I like sharing like my anime experience with her, you know, and talking about stuff. You know, she's newer into the anime world, which, if you're listening to this out of order, I kind of talked about that the other day on the podcast when we talked about well, what was it we talked about? My mind's going blank at the moment. Do you remember what it was?
What we talked about last time?
Yeah. Is there an age limit on anime?
Last time on Otakuology.
Was there an age limit to watching anime? I believe it was.
You know. It's either something like that or Megazone or something in there.
I don't remember. I've slept since then, honestly. But yeah, like, it's getting a divorce has been an experience because we do own a house together, you know. I basically have to pick up my whole life and move down the street literally to an apartment, which I haven't had an apartment since I was in college. But I feel like the shackles have been taking off of me, and like I've kind of been like uncaged a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of doing whatever I want to do, and I'll come home when I want to come home type of thing, you know. But she's kind of been unhappy because like I guess she went out into the dating world and her dating experiences haven't been as good as mine. So I think she's a little annoyed by that, to say the least.
Sometimes you catch fire, sometimes you gotta tread lightning.
I was kind of like talking to her the other day, and she was like, "Oh, so things are getting serious with this woman you're seeing. You know, her name's Tiffany," and I was like, "Yeah, things are." You know, we're going out on a lot of dates and stuff. She's like, did you ask her to be your girlfriend? And I was like, yeah, I did. And she said yes. And like, that was one of the coolest experiences I ever had. You know, like, I don't know. I just never thought like I would find somebody as cool, you know, as the person I'm with at the moment. You know, I don't want to like fucking gush or anything, you know, like that. But you know, I don't know. I'm just fucking happy. Like, I'm just happy. You know, I don't have to deal with any like stupid like drama or like stress that I've had to deal with, you know, and just, I really happy. And like, I've lost weight, which is a good thing, you know. I've lost some weight, you know. I've been working on myself.
You son of a bitch.
I've
gained weight, but it wasn't. I haven't gained fat. I've gained muscle, and I'm just like, it's so heavy.
I mean, it wasn't on purpose. I just did, because I kind of changed my eating habits a little bit, and not. I've been eating a lot and whatnot, you know. And what one thing that's been pretty crazy is having to downsize my entire collection. Like, I think I had like 500 volumes of manga when I last counted. Yeah. I now have only 200, I believe. Like, I sold off a lot of stuff. And I'm kind of like, I don't want or need to bring any of this stuff with me. And like, I just sold it off. I made some decent money, you know, but I sold it off and I only kept what I wanted. And I'm only going to be, when I can collect the stuff that I want to collect. I think I'm moving out of like hardcore collecting manga.
Yeah.
Cause well, as well with getting a divorce, I've also decided to quit doing MangaTube. That was another big thing for me. I didn't make a big announcement about it or anything like that, you know, but like, I just don't want to do it anymore. Like, I feel like the landscape has changed. I met a bunch of fucking awesome people. You know, I met like, you know, Weeb Dad, Justin, Bizarre, Heartless, Darth Penn, you know, the list goes fucking on and on about all the awesome people, you know. All the awesome people.
Yeah. The one person.
You?
Yeah! I was like, he's not gonna say it. This asshole.
He's not gonna say that fucking asshole, you know. I've been doing fucking MangaTube for 4 years. I think it's 5 years now, actually. I don't remember off the top of my head. You know? And I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, it's taking up a lot of my time, a lot of money, because I felt like I had to continue to buy things in some aspect to kind of be relevant in the MangaTube space a little bit. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, like that, like, I'm not trying to fucking shit on MangaTube. That's not what I'm trying to do. But like, it's always like you secretly, you kind of got to one up each other to be like, I mean, I know it's not a comp, it's not a fucking competition, you know, but
Otaku Mike, are you shitting on people right now?
No, I'm not trying to shit on people.
I feel like that's what you're doing.
I feel like, I kind of feel like it was an unspoken rule. Like, oh, you got 30 manga this month. I got 50. You know,
although I do have to say, I like the classic. Oh, you got this much manga? Oh, yeah, you don't compare to Jen Graves. Just saying, the classic. I don't know why, but
500 volumes. That's nothing. That's nothing.
I just
to Jen Graves.
I just felt like I was like somebody's like dirty word. So it's like, oh yeah. Well, guess what? I'm like, why do people use me like that?
I don't know why people use you like that.
I'm like, the person using it probably has like 20 volumes or whatever, and then they just throw it out there. Yeah, don't get big headed. Yeah. You're not a Jen Graves.
But yeah, things have changed in my life dramatically, and it's for the good. Like, it's for the good. Like, I was so upset when I found out, like, you know, my ex-wife didn't want to be with me anymore, you know, and, you know, she was like, oh, you know, I'm not attracted to you, stuff like that, you know, I'm tired, you know, you don't make enough money, stuff like that, blah, 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 you know. And I was sad. Like, I mean, we had some long conversations, like, over the phone talking and, you know, about life and stuff like that, you know. And
you and I?
I mean, you're, what?
You and I?
Yeah, you and okay. Me, dumbass.
I'm just saying to clarify that for people.
Yeah, you and me.
Because you said, and we had a long conversation after just saying you had a talk with your ex.
No, I mean me and you. Me and yeah, you.
Okay? I know, but other people didn't know. That's why I said you and me.
Yeah, you're my heterosexual life partner.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah. You know, like we've had talks, you know, I would, you know, get on the phone with you and be like, hey man, I just need somebody to talk to, you know.
That's true. You are a pretty needy girl.
I am pretty needy sometimes, not gonna lie. When it comes to that, you know. And yeah, like, I mean, you're one person that has helped me through this, you know, and I can't thank you enough, you know, to be that person, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who's helped me through like this part, you know? We'll have to put you on the back burner later on. Well, you know.
You son of a bitch.
You know, yeah. Well, I mean, like, fucking
right.
My life is fucking great.
Well, and I just think it's crazy because of like the YouTube drama, and then you have this, which I felt like that played into it a little bit. Which I love how exes want to use those still when it's, you know, old from the time, yeah. You know, you know, because with me, like, I had to be really good about it because mine happened like one after the other. So it's like, yeah. YouTube drama, bam, hey, I don't want to be with you kind of thing.
Mine was real life drama.
I mean, mine was real life drama. I mean, after that.
Mine was real life drama, and I almost got arrested for collecting manga.
That is true. You did have that one too.
So, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's been fun. It's been fun. But anyways, continue. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I mean, just so that you know, you kind of had some time to recover from the first one, and then this one happened, and then mine is all just kind of bleh, you know.
I mean, it's kind of crazy how our lives have kind of paralleled each other.
That is true.
Except I am newly not single, and you're just single.
Hey, you son of a bitch. The person you're dating has a cousin.
You don't want that.
It's just a joke.
You don't want that.
Who knows?
No, I've heard you don't want it.
Hey, what if somebody listens to this though, and they, or is this the person that told you?
The person who told me.
Okay.
Jacob does not want this.
Phew! Dodged a bullet on that one then. Shoo!
Jacob wants none of this.
I feel like it's the Dewey Cox story thing. What are y'all doing?
You want some cocaine?
We're doing cocaine. Yeah, give me some of that cocaine. You don't want none of this shit. You don't want none of this shit, Dewey.
But I want some cocaine.
Jesus Christ.
I fucking love that movie.
Right? Stay tuned, guys. There will be a review on the Dewey Cox Walk Hard story in the future.
Yeah.
Episode 101. Or 201.
201?
Whatever's coming up. I don't know.
I mean, I've gotten to do a lot of things. I went axe throwing the other day.
That's true.
Fucking awesome.
That's true.
I went
and we'll finish because I have something to say about that.
Okay, I went to, which I almost died a couple times, not gonna lie. Some were my fault, some weren't. But we won't place blame on other people. I went to a music thing that was pretty fun with like food trucks and stuff. And I went and saw this really cool like Irish rock band. They were really cool. And I went to an art festival and a gay pride event or a pride event. That was pretty fun. Never been to one of those. First time ever. And that was fucking fun, you know? I've done a lot in the past. I watched a very, very terrible movie the other day. It was called Smile. My girlfriend is no longer allowed to pick movies. Because she took us to this movie and it was terrible. Just saying.
That's okay. If I come to visit, you tell her to save up the bad movies and we'll go watch them.
Okay. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
Because you forget, if I had a bad day with my ex or whatever, I used to just go to the movies and buy like 4 to 5 or even possibly 6 movie tickets and just do a day at the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't want to go back and have to deal with anything.
Anyways, what were you going to say before I interrupted you?
I technically interrupted you.
Okay. Well, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, look at the difference of things and all this stuff that you've done in, I don't know, like a month-long period compared to, I don't know, a 4-year period?
It'd technically be 6.
We're going with 4.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going with 4.
Okay. Is that it? Is that all you had to say?
Yeah, just, you know, like, look how far you've come in, like, a month compared to, like...
I do feel like I've come out of my shell a little bit, because I am kind of an introvert.
Yeah.
A little bit, sometimes, you know? And, I do feel like I've come out of my shell.
Yeah. And
it's, for the better, you know? But, yeah.
Your shell's further back.
my shell's almost off. I don't know.
You're almost ready for turtle soup.
Yeah, turtle.
Oh my gosh, Jeff.
Yeah, I watched 50 Shades of Grey the other day. I just say that is one of the worst movies I ever watched?
Yes.
People keep saying the book is so much better. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even know if I want to read the book. Like.
And then there's the other half of us. Otaku Mike, you read books?
Otaku Mike, you read books? What? Otaku Mike is like, no, Otaku Mike does not read books.
You're about to get to the point where you're reading. People are going to start sending you book lists. And you're going to have to dress with an ascot and everything and a pipe and be like,
oh, am I gonna get like a scar?
No, you're gonna be like, you're gonna be like, well, I'm no longer in manga 2, but now I am Otaku Mike's book corner.
Why do I have an Australian accent?
I don't know. But welcome to Otaku Mike's book corner, where we will talk about these books today. First up on the roster, we are going to talk about 50 Shades of Grey. And then I would like to say,
somebody was like, oh, this is the best love story of all time. And I was like, I only watched the first movie. And I was like, this is a love story? Like, this relationship seems unhealthy. Like, at all. Like, it just sounds terrible. Like, she had to sign a contract. The spanking part's not bad. Like, the sex scenes were pretty well done. Oh, everything else sucked.
But the sex scenes in Game of Thrones were good. But you know what? Game of Thrones is kind of bad.
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
The show, anyway.
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Well, you know what? I put something out there for you and your lady to watch now.
But we are watching House of Dragons. Does that count?
No, because you don't know any of the regular story, asshole.
I'm like 5 episodes into House of Dragons, and honestly, the best part is seeing my girlfriend's reactions to House of Dragons for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. Like, oh no, don't fuck that 12-year-old. What? She's not going to go fuck that 12-year-old now. Is she going to have sex with her uncle? Wait, what? They're all related.
Yeah. If you watch regular incest. Game of Thrones. If you watch regular Game of Thrones, just know some of the same stuff happens.
Incest. It's for the wincest. That didn't make sense, did it? No, it didn't.
It didn't. Did not. You're forbidden from telling jokes on this channel anymore. Forbidden.
I'm sorry. So, but yeah, 50 Shades of Grey is horrible. And yeah, it was bad. It was really, I'm not watching anymore. I was told I should not watch it alone, but I watched it alone anyways. And then the person said, hey, you gotta watch it again to actually see the love story. And I was like, I'm not fucking watching this again.
This I don't know. I had somebody tell me that the Lude too, and I have friends that are in the BDSM community, and they were like, that is a bad representation.
Wait, you have friends?
That is a horrible representation, because that is not how that stuff works out.
You have friends? So,
hello?
I didn't know you had friends.
Mike must have went somewhere, guys. So, during this halftime show, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Your buddy has had some stuff happen in his life as well. Not a lot of stuff. But...
Hey.
It's about to be a mic fight.
No, it's not. What were we talking about, incest?
Yeah, we were talking about changing our show over to an ASMR show to talk about incest, because supposedly whenever you're a little more quiet, it means that it's a lot better and people accept it more.
Hey, I have a question. I have a question for you.
Instead of shouting dick out loud, if you go dick, it's more accepting.
Hey, I have a question for you. Did you end up seeing that video that Justin ended up putting out?
I did.
Okay. What did you think of...
I felt like the star on that
one. What did you think of that? For reference, Justin, who's an old friend of ours in the MangaTube community, decided to leave as well. And he put out a video. It was a very heartfelt video, I do have to say about... I do have to say that. It was very heartfelt and well thought out video. I kind of got a little emotional, like, watching it a little bit, you know, when he started talking about how he was gonna leave and not do it anymore. I don't know, it hit me a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it didn't hit me as much in that aspect, you know, but I do really appreciate him bringing that up, because I felt like that was probably a better insight into things, since he has seen a lot of different stuff. And, you know, but again, I also think that it was a good gateway to explain some things. You know, overall, especially staying on, I mean, we don't have a topic for this episode. Really, but with that and the relationship I had before and your previous relationship and stuff, it just kind of shows you that other people, when they think that there's a better way, or the grass is greener on the other side, or hey, you know, I can say whatever the fuck I want to somebody and not have repercussions, really shows that.
Yeah.
I think. And I think that's one of the good things that came out of that video, really, is because it shows that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, me and Justin, no matter what anybody could ever say to him about stuff, have always been friends.
Yeah.
So I felt like, you know, it was really good versus other people that have tried to name blast us, you know, here and there and whatnot. And it shows you how some of the friendships that we have made with different things have stuck. Yeah. And it does mean something compared to.
It still baffles me that, like, I went and I made friends on YouTube. Like, you know, we don't talk all the time, you know, here and there we'll talk because, you know, life gets in the way. But, like, these are, like, lifelong friends that, like, you know, that I could probably go back and talk to and stuff and keep in contact with and whatnot. Because I'm not, like, going anywhere. Like, I just want to stop making content for YouTube. I'll still have my Instagram, and we'll still be doing the podcast and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
But yeah, it kind of hit me because, like, it brought all those memories back, good and bad ones, like, throughout the years. And I don't know, it was sad to see him go. Like, I was a little sad because he was like the little engine that could, you know.
That's true.
Like, I think I can, you know, type of thing. He was always, well, for the most part, positive.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like Justin is one of those people that even his negativity is positive.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because he, even more so than myself, like, always saw, like, the good in everything, yes. You know. So, even people that I cut out of my life, he's like, you know, man, I still talk to them. They're real nice. They're real cool. And I'm like, that's a you thing, but that's not a me thing. So.
Yeah. I was just curious about what you thought about it. Cause
yeah, no, I thought it was great. I actually feel like part of that was one of the other things that went into a few different things in my life. Not only that, but also like you going through your stuff, has kind of really showed me too. Like I do enjoy part of these manga series and different things like that. But, I do think that I'm probably going to get rid of some of mine as well.
Yeah.
But and focus on something else that I do enjoy even more, which is board games.
Yeah.
Which has now prompted some other things that will be changing that you guys listening will see at some point. One of them I've actually talked to Mike about. I had a show channel that I was going to do, and that's why a bunch of the single episodes that I did kind of left here because they were going to kind of move over to their own on this other podcast thing that I had for me to do in my free time, kind of like Mike's Usagi Yojimbo one.
Which that's kind of gone to the wayside. I got to get back on that.
Yeah.
Books are packed up right now, so I can't read them.
Yeah, but I started getting really burnt out on it, all this other stuff. And I started not really wanting to like watch TV or anything.
Yeah.
And so I had to start thinking, well, what's things that I do that don't burn me out? And I just kind of let it sit there. Like I had maybe 30 episodes prepared to go out and everything. And I just never wanted to post anything. So I actually changed that into another one. And hopefully that would be more of kind of like our Otaku on Wine videos here and there. But I won't always have Mike on, you know, but some of the stuff that we've talked about in this would be good stuff to talk about on there. Maybe more in depth here and there, you know, just whatever. Because on the Otakuology podcast, we like to keep things light.
We like to keep things light and fluffy.
Yes. There's only one thing that we like to keep hard.
That's our dicks.
And that's dark chocolate. So
dark chocolate.
Yeah, you know, dark chocolate's like hard.
Okay.
Hey, can you hear the popping in the background?
No, I can't.
I forgot to ask you that. So I have like an awning that's like a plastic kind of tin roof kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I have acorn trees that are outside my house.
I don't hear anything.
And every time they fall off, I can hear it hit the thing. And it did it earlier, and I thought somebody was like shooting a gun. And I was like, what's going on? And it's all the acorns falling out of the tree and rolling off of this awning thing.
Yeah.
Since it's plastic, every time they hit, it sounds like somebody's using a pop gun.
Oh, no, I can't hear it.
I can hear it really well, so I had to ask if you could hear it. So, but yeah, so that's one of the things is that name still kind of pending a little bit, but I hope that will be good for relationship advice, mental health, just a bunch of other things like that. Maybe a little bit of working out and other stuff.
Yeah.
But going with the board game thing, I will also be doing a board game focused YouTube channel.
Okay.
So.
Should call it Board Gin.
I thought something about that, and then I was like, what if people can't figure it out?
You call it Board Gin.
So I don't know.
Board I do not. Space Gin.
But cosplay stuff still going pretty strong. Sewing. Still waiting to learn how to do the machine, but I've probably done like 20 projects already. Sewing and I mean, just living life, you know. I'm trying to experience that, and Mike kind of knows a little bit about it for anybody else, so if you got your own kind of story about it, you can let me know. I'm kind of on the line of knowing whether I have a form of ADHD or autism or whatever. And I haven't been diagnosed or anything like that. But I am also looking at those things and seeing what has helped other people. And I've tried those for about a month. So just as long as Mike's relationship.
Wow.
And I mean, they seem to be helping, some of the different things, you know, and really seeing, seeing almost like a different change. So I will say that, my normie mental health has gotten a lot better to being more of a demigod mentor. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Right. Well, I've had a lot more friends like at work and come out of the woodwork. It seems like, I guess, like my aura changed because now a lot of people are like, hey, talk to me kind of thing. So, I don't know.
I have to say people have said that to me too. Like, they're like, you seem a lot happier. Like, you know, we're not like afraid to approach you and talk to you, you know.
It's because finally Jen Graves was able to give you the D.
I guess I have like that resting bitch face all the time, like that I look angry all the time. I don't know.
I hear that too.
Huh?
I hear that too.
Yeah?
Because I had a friend that was at work the other day, and I guess I wasn't responding loud enough, and they just came over and like put their face like straight down where they were like seeing eye to eye. And I just cracked this big smile, and they were like, are you having a bad day? I was like, no, I said, I was talking back to y'all. You know, I just wasn't talking very loud.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, things are going good. We will,
but stay tuned.
We will.
Cause what in this like episode 91 or will be like episode 91, 98.
No, 92. No, we don't count the unwind episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
91 was Are You Ever Too Old for Anime?
Well, that's also another great feat, guys, that we can talk about here, is that we are in the home stretch, the last 10, well, now 9, for us, well, tomorrow it'll be 8 or whatever, for us to actually hit 100 shows.
Yeah. But I do have to say, we might have to take a little bit of a break because I am moving. And I don't know when I will be able to get internet. So
we're taking a break. Mike's moving. And of course, he's got to figure out his internet situation.
That's what I said.
Oh, you like panned out, so I was like, let me just fill this in real quick.
Sorry, I'm moving and I gotta, you know, do the internet thing. Like, obviously, internet's not that great right now, because we're having internet issues.
There's one more thing that, that I'm happy that I don't have to do, and that's pull you into wanting to do a podcast, because, you know, you had to do that for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For us to actually start the show. So it's pretty funny that we're coming. I was at the start of when we started the show, and you're at the end of when we started the show.
What's that supposed to mean?
at least our first 100 episodes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Women in our lives just have bad timing, yo.
I mean,
exes, anyway.
Okay, I was about to say, we can say exes have bad timing. You know, but you know,
about to say,
I know she said she's gonna change all the passwords.
Well,
she said she's gonna change
what were you about to say?
She said she's gonna change all the passwords for like Netflix and stuff.
Okay, you cut out for a second again.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna change all the passwords for Netflix and like Disney Plus. It's like, god damn it. And then
that's okay, you know, you just asked your girlfriend if you can.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna mooch off somebody.
No, but you know what you can do? You know what you can do, right?
What?
All you gotta be like is, hey, can we watch this movie for date night?
No, I'm not gonna do that. No. No.
Hey, I would double dip that stuff or whatever, because then you might catch like half of it if you're not fooling around, asshole, and then... And then you can be like,
we are taking things very slow. That has not even happened yet.
Then you can be like, I gotta watch this movie again by myself because now I don't have any distractions.
Tiffany and I are taking things very slow. Okay, so shut the fuck up.
Mormons.
Yes, Mormon slow. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Y'all talking about this Game of Thrones and 50 Shades of Grey.
Look, okay, it was just...
I feel like that's usually stuff that people turn on to get hot and heavy.
It was just brought up in fucking conversation, okay? Can we get off this topic? I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about my non-existent sex life, okay?
You should have taken a Talladega Nights page and been like, we can't talk about mine and my relationship with my smoking super hot girlfriend.
I forgot about that line, but thanks for reminding me.
Hey, look, that's it. You're welcome.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. You ready to wrap this up?
I don't know. Are you ready to wrap this up?
I mean, I have nothing.
Since you're the only one of the two of us dating anybody, you ready to wrap that up?
I'm not. I fucking plead the fifth, okay?
I plead the fifth.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Should I send you movie recommendations for this?
No.
I'm gonna say these are ones for you guys to set a mood for things to happen, or you know, this is one that is kid friendly.
Why is Bluey on the list? I don't know why Bluey's on the list.
Listen here, buddy. Bluey's always gonna be on the list. Bluey's good with everything.
Oh, Bluey goes with everything.
Everything.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know.
I'm trying to think. What's one of the things? So if you're ever sleeping with somebody, you can say the line the mom says sometimes. Right before it, the very ending moment, you go, wackadoo.
fuck my life.
I'm telling you, Bluey goes with everything. You could be sitting there. What? Works. Just saying.
Okay.
It works.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I think that might be the show title.
Wackadoo?
No, Bluey goes with everything.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
No? Is that... No, it's not the show title?
I mean, it can be, but then we started out the show with Jeffrey Dahmer, so I don't know if we want to necessarily say that it does actually go with everything, but
this show has been
all over. Get people to listen and be like, when are they going to say this Bluey line in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just let me take pictures of it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, all righty.
All right.
All right.
Well, anyway, we will catch you guys later. Thanks for watching and see you next Tuesday. Possibly.
Bye.
Who knows?